The thing about hope is it always wants to have the last word. We cannot live long or well without hope. Hope lingers on between our breathing in and our breathing out. While there is breath in the body, there is always some residue of hope in the soul. And being one of the great gifts of the Holy Spirit, we can and even must ask for more. And where are you to place your hopes? The psalmist says, "Hope in the Lord from this time on and forevermore." And the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says, "We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain." I remember several years ago receiving an unexpected rejection letter from a publisher. Hope seemed to drain from my soul as I walked back into a retreat center where I was conducting a retreat. Suddenly, a puff of the breath of the Spirit hit me and uplifted my spirits. It instantly renewed my hope in God and in God's wisdom and will. So here's the thing. Place your hopes in God alone rather than in this or that possible outcome. The greater your expectation of some favorable outcome, the greater your disappointment should it not happen. Though nothing is impossible for God, God looks to our eternal well-being rather than only our temporary here and now only happiness. The bottom line for me is this. I do not know how God will do it, but I have secured my hope anchor-like in God, and I wait for God and God's will for me to unfold fully. Psalm 130 says it perfectly for me. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. And with the Apostle Paul, here's my prayer for you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's now have a breath prayer for hope. Breathing normally, breathe in hope, which always surrounds you, as does the Spirit. And when you exhale, breathe out assurance, as your soul quietly receives more and more upbuilding from the Spirit, as you continue breathing in God's priceless gift of hope.